the thing I teased into this segment is I said one more reason where we need to live in the moment here in 2018. And I know it's there's going to be people going, hey, can't we just... because my take is going to be on the 2019 season. So people are going to be like, man, it's, why can't we just enjoy 2018? You're looking ahead to 2019. Exactly my point. I'm giving you another reason why you need to savor this because I've done the look ahead. I don't know a lot of people who've done this yet, but you know the NFL has a very formulaic way of doing the schedule. You know who 14 of the 16 opponents for the Texans are going to be every year into perpetuity. And I think we kind of know now who the other two are going to be because we know the Texans are probably going to win the division.
Right.
And in the two divisions they're not crossing over with in the AFC next year, one's the AFC East. The Patriots are going to win that division.
Brady.
The other is the AFC North, which the Steelers only have a half-game lead, but I'll bet on the Steelers before I bet on the Ravens. Yeah, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, the QBs on this are frightening.
And let's juxtapose it to this season where the QBs... Like, at the end of the day, by
this
the time...
This was not the, murderer's row for when it comes to opponent QBs for the Texans this season.
By the time the season rolls around, we're going to look back at this season, you know, when Week 17 is over, and we're going to say, well, they played Brady, and they played Carson Wentz, they played Luck a couple times. Everybody else was either a backup or a guy who was kind of wonky in their performance.
That's it, the guys you mentioned.
That's it. In terms of guys that I would say, yeah, that's a franchise quarterback who's... been there, done that, to use a phrase you like to use, Rich. Or, in the case of Wentz, a guy who you know is going to get a gigantic second contract at some point. Everybody else are just guys, or they're not very good. Here's their schedule next year in 2019. The Texans play, obviously, the six division games, which means two games against Andrew Luck. They cross over with the AFC West. They are going to play games at Kansas City.
Mahomes.
And at the Chargers.
Rivers.
They'll have home games against the Raiders and the Broncos. They cross over as well with the NFC South.
Oh, boy.
Road games at New Orleans.
Breeze.
And at Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Jameis will see.
I think he's going to be their quarterback next year. And it means they have home games against Atlanta, Matt Ryan, and Carolina, Cam Newton.
Yes.
Two former MVPs in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's a step up significantly in terms of quarterback competition.
Their two variable games, as we just said, are going to be the Patriots at home and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. So they play next year. Their road schedule next year has games at New Orleans, at Pittsburgh, at the Chargers, at Kansas City, at Indy. I mean, that's a huge step up in weight class. The good quarterbacks they play, Breeze, Brady, Big Ben, Rivers, Mahomes, Luck, Newton, Matt Ryan.
Well, hopefully everything that happens between now and 2019 will put the fear of God into all those teams and all those quarterbacks you just mentioned about facing this Texans
team. Now, that's a fair point. You know, maybe I'm looking at it from an inferiority complex with the franchise.
The Texans right now are pretty damn good.
They are. There's no doubt. And I don't expect them to go against these teams and go 1-8 in those nine games.
And Watson's clearly trending upward. He's getting better.
Yeah, if they're doing these types of lists in these other cities, they're putting Deshaun Watson in the same class I'm putting all of these guys, I would think.
Zero doubt.
Yeah.
Zero doubt. And I would even say with the potential to be even more scary than a few of those simply because of what the kid can do with his feet and because – not many of those guys. They're good. They got a lot of support around them, but they don't all have hop outside.
Right. You know?
So it's regardless of what the Texans are doing record-wise or stat-wise, they strike fear into defenses with those two guys taking the field, period. It doesn't matter what record is. You got to prepare for those two guys.
Yep. I think one of the things that gave us optimism coming into this season, at least for me, was looking at the quarterbacks that were on the schedule and going, okay, well, the Texans have, even with just those six starts last year, I think it was safe to say, the Texans have the advantage at quarterback in probably at least a dozen, if not more, of those games. And I'm talking about back in August, that was the take.
Absolutely.
And it's turned out that way. And this team might wind up 12-4 or 13-3 at the end of the season. I would be curious, and it's probably more of an end-of-the-year take than a Week 14 take, probably more of an off-season take, but how many of those games I just named do we feel like the Texans will... Like in May or June, how many of those games are we going to feel like next season the Texans have the quarterback advantage? And probably not 13 like we did this year. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably not 9 either.
Yeah.
I feel good about Deshaun against a lot of these guys, that he can stand in toe-to-toe. To me, it's about what improvements do they make around Deshaun this offseason.
Yeah, I feel that, again, we talked about earlier, we talked about chemistry between the play caller and Deshaun Watson, and the chemistry between the offensive line, Rich, when you and I talked offensive line earlier, and obviously the chemistry that has to be there at every level between quarterback and pass catchers. I mean, that has got significantly better. And so that, to me, Deshaun's obviously a great player, and all these guys are great players, but when you talk about that chemistry, it just doesn't exist in many places. So everybody can be great, but what's going to make this thing last is that chemistry.
Yep.
And you can sum it all up with saying the it factor that Deshaun Watson has.
Yeah. And you mentioned the two biggest reasons why teams are going to fear this offense. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, he made the big catch in overtime to set up that game-winning field goal.
And the Cowboys game the next week.
It was his 10th and final catch of the day. Yeah. I think he went for 169. I mean, if Deshaun Watson has, I think right now, a guy you could make a case as the best wide receiver in the NFL.
No doubt.
At
no,
his disposal.
Well,
no, guys, no
doubt. Sean, you gave me a play. And in everybody else's mind, it's just a random play. But you gave me a play with that's included in Stern Talk that we're going to break down, which yells, speaks volumes to me about the progress that's been made and just raises the ceiling, in my opinion, relative to how good this offense can be.
Is that the one you texted me right
Absolutely.
After and said, that is Deshaun Watson's best throw of the season?
There is zero doubt about it. And the fact that Hopkins is on the other end of it and he's understanding, and not that I ever doubted he understood it, but the fact that you see it executed on the field with that kind of perfection is absolutely scary when you couple it with the fact that versus man-to-man, they're unstoppable.
Yep, it's a good tease for what we're going to do at the bottom of the hour.
Golly.
Yeah, absolutely. Stern Talk at 4:35. My point with this segment is savor 2018 because it is a step up in weight class in 2019. Not that the Texans aren't up for it, but this is the year to get a bye in the first round with who you play. You got pins that are very knockdownable for the Texans over the last 4 weeks.
By the way, Sean, I'm a huge fan of looking back and comparing 2018 to the other years, or looking forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we're not living in the moment. We're not appreciating 2018 for what it is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, yeah.
So don't hesitate.
Yeah, no,
Let's
don't
jump
worry.
Around a little bit, baby.
Don't worry. I like to do that hop around in the DeLorean like Marty McFly. It's back to this show is the Back to the Future show. We're not afraid to go back 2012, 2019, 2030.
I feel like you're a receiver and Clint's telling you, run that route again.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you this
time.
No,
and I like the way
right.
when he says,
right.
as long as I don't step on his gator boots, and I'm good
don't
to go.
Don't step on my J's or my gator bellies, man. That's two things, baby.
A little